Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Father God, we come, hallelujah, in humble submission on this morning. Father God, we come with an attitude of gratitude on this morning. Father God, we come with praise and thanksgiving on this morning. Father God, we come confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, anywhere we have failed you, come short of your glory, Father God. We confess our sins even right now, Father God, and we thank you for your faithfulness, Father God, to cleanse us, your faithfulness to forgive us, Father God, when we confess, Father God, to cleanse us white as snow. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your restoration power. Oh, Father God, we bless you on today. Father God, we come, Father God, in humble submission, Father, as we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, new mercies we see. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We come with an attitude of gratitude, Father God. Father God, we say, Father God, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? But Father God, we're standing in you and we're standing on victory. Oh, Father God, because you are the victory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, victory belongs to Jesus, and we belong to you, and you belong to us, and we abide in you, and you abide in us. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, thank you. Thank you for bringing us this far by faith. Thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours. Thank you for ushering us into a brand new day. This is a day that you have made. Therefore, we do rejoice, and we are glad in it. Thank you, Father. Thank you. thank you. One more day to serve you. One more day to praise. One more day to give. One more day to receive. One more day, Father God. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy and your righteous name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we say thank you. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for this celebration this week as we celebrate Jesus, on our Founders Week, because he is the founder of our faith. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you over and over and over, and over again. Hallelujah. Bless the woman of God as she comes on this morning. Oh, Father God, to speak a word. Oh, Father God, hallelujah to your people, Father. We say thank you for the anointing on her life. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah for the blessing she is in your kingdom. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, everybody under the sound of my voice, thank you, God. Thank you for our lovely prayer partners. Hallelujah, ministry partners. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah for our audience. Father God, those we speak to, Father God, that we don't know, may never get an opportunity to meet on this side, but we want to say thank you, God, that we will be gathered together. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. So we say thank you, God. Father God, hallelujah. We place this service in your hands today. We place our lives in your hands today. Oh, Father God, everything you've given unto us, everything you made us stewards over, everything we desire to be, we commit all things into your hands this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we, Father God, ask that the Lord be glorified. May you be glorified. Oh, Father God, your people edified. Satan is already horrified. Oh, Father God, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. Hallelujah. And we submit to your Lordship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, because thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. Hallelujah. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Now, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you and you and you and you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is Lord. The TGIF, today God is first. As we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, 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 it is Founders Week. Thank you for, amen, chiming in. Hallelujah. On Founders Week. Who is the founder? In case someone may be asking, well, I'm glad you asked. Glory be to God who the founder is. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 12, verse number 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking to Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Looking to Jesus, the founder. Come on, somebody help me celebrate Jesus on this morning. Looking to Jesus. Jesus is the founder. He is the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Yeah. Jesus is the founder, beloved. Hallelujah. Trick you didn't. Glory be to God. You thought it was about me. I just happened to be the pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. Dr. Alfreda. Amen. But I am not the founder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Glory be to God on our first day. Glory be to God. If this is your first time visiting this ministry, let me tell you something. You're in for a treat. Why? Because the founder is here. Yeah, this is his podcast. Amen. We are his people. Amen. We come to celebrate his word. Amen. Hallelujah. At the table. Take a seat at the table because breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Amen. Glory. When you get finished, just keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. We can't seem to get away from seven. Hallelujah. We started out seven. We went to six, and God took us back to seven. We just going to stay with the number seven, because we know what that number represents. We're going to stay right there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just make this a hybrid. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning, this morning, this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Setting the tone for the week. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the way from Cleveland, Ohio. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of you know the testimony, amen, of this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God, how it was birthed in a motel room. Yeah, y'all remember that day. Glory be to God, where I tipped into the bathroom and did the service in the dark because I didn't want to turn the exhaust fan on. Glory be to God. And then nobody could hear me on the other end. That was the first day, January 1st, amen, 2011. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I didn't know, I really didn't know who was going to be on the other side of the line because it was a new prayer line. Glory be to God. It was the first day. Glory be to God. I was already in a new place, and that place was homeless. I was already in a new place, glory be to God, hallelujah, amen, because me and my children were bounced out on New Year, on Christmas Eve, so I was already in a new place, amen, but I tipped in that bathroom that morning and called in. Well, lo and behold, this woman here that I'm about to introduce was right there. She was right there. Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know if she was pastor at that time. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But amen. I don't know if we called her a minister, evangelist. Matter of fact, she was a little nervous in the beginning. She was a little bit nervous. Glory. She said, Pastor, I wasn't pastor at that time. Amen. She ain't know where the Holy Spirit was taking her through my mouth. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. God has proved faithful. Amen. And her faith, amen, is continuing to promote her, amen, to the place that God has already called her to be. Amen. So she was right there, and she helped lay the foundation with this many servants serving with me, bringing the word, praying. Glory be to God. And let me tell you, the way we did it back then, see, glory be to God, we would have our readers read. We had a reader every day of the week, every day of the week. And we never knew what the readers were going to read. But whatever the readers read, then we would just come and piggyback on that and bring a word. Now, baby, let me tell you, that's trusting in the Holy Ghost. That's when you know somebody's saved. See? And Pastor Carmen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, we was walking together. We've been walking together. Let me tell you something. Amen. And here she is today. Amen. Still with us. Amen. She, amen, assists her husband. Amen. As her husband, amen, is the pastor of the Revival of Life Ministries in Cleveland, Ohio. And she works side by side with him. And I'm telling nonstop, 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 doing great things in the Ohio area. But I'm telling you, she is my friend. She's a friend to this ministry. Glory be to God. Whenever we call on her, glory be to God. They sponsored me. Glory be to God. And some of the ministry partners to take a trip from Philadelphia to Ohio. Amen. For one of their anniversaries. I'm telling you, we had a wonderful time that weekend. Put me up in a hotel. Treated me like royalty. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to do the same thing for her. We're going to do the same thing for her. Amen. So without any further ado, all right, I come to introduce some. Amen. I come to present to others. Amen. I call a pastor now. If I'm out of order, then she'll correct me and get me straight. Amen. And let me tell you something about Pastor Carmen Dorsey. She gets you straight with a smile on her face and a smile on her heart. And she's speaking love, too. You won't even know you've been told off when she gets finished with you. You won't even know. Amen. Hallelujah. I introduce to some and present to others our Pastor Carmen Dorsey. Amen. From the Revival Life Ministries in Cleveland, Ohio, where Pastor Charles Dorsey, amen, is in charge. Amen. As she comes, amen, to speak with thus saith the Lord on this morning. God bless you, Pastor Carmen, and the floor is yours.
Amen. Just let me know if you can hear me clearly. Amen.
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Hallelujah. He is worthy. I want to exalt him. Yes, he is the founder. Yes, he is the establisher of everything, the beginning and the end. So we thank him for this opportunity to come on today. We thank him for the opportunity to be with family again. We thank him for the opportunity of being with loved ones. He is good. He is great. And he is our provider. So we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for the woman of God, who is just a vessel. You chose to use a vessel. You chose to use a vessel that was committed. Then you chose to use a vessel that didn't pay attention to her circumstances, that she just heard your voice and moved. So we thank you for it right now. We thank you, Father God, for the honor, for the restoration that you caused, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because of her willingness to move, Father God. Anything that comes near her, Father God, it's like she can fan it off. And thank you, Father, that she can remove it. Thank you, Father, that she can begin, Father God, to deter it from coming near her because of her obedience. So we thank you, Lord, right now. We thank you that you would guide the words of my mouth. We thank you right now, Lord, that the words that will be that would come out, Father God, that will be your words. We thank you, Father God, that I would decrease and you would increase, oh God. We thank you, let me say nothing of the flesh, nothing of myself, but what the Spirit says. I thank you that we are already led by the Spirit, and because we're led by the Spirit, we're going to hear in the Spirit's realm. We thank you, Father God, that you give us spiritual ears to hear. Even though I'm speaking, I thank you, Father God, your words are going to be in me. I thank you for it right now in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. I am so excited to be here. I'm excited for every opportunity. As Pastor Brapper was talking, that was, it seemed like a long time ago. It seems like it was just, and to have someone in your, that's been there a life ago is a grateful feeling. It's just a feeling of honor that you still chose to reach out to me. So thank you, Pastor. Thank you. I thank you for the introduction. Every time she introduced me, I was like, who's she talking about? Who's going to speak? But amen, amen. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to be on today, and I'm ready to get into the Word. And I was going through some things and having the Lord speak to me. And I'm like, Lord, well, where are we going? And as I thought about Pastor Bradford, And I thought about the Founders Week, and I thought about, you know, and she even put it, she said, Christ is the founder. Holy Spirit is the one that breathed it to her. So because he breathed to her and she responded, there's where it is. We want to know why she could be the founder is because when he breathed and talked to her, she responded. When he said something, there was a response in her. It reminds me of when Mary went to see her cousin Elizabeth, and Jesus and John was both in the womb. All that happened is at that greeting, Mary said, and she said, something in my belly leaked. Can I tell you, because of when God begins to speak, there's something in our belly that begins to weep, because you have to already know what's in your belly. What's already in your belly is the foreground. What's already in your belly is the thing that's going to happen. What's in your belly is already what's going to be. I heard someone say this, and I think it's so awesome. We're not getting things downloaded from God. We're getting them uploaded. It's already in us. You know, and I've always said I'm waiting on the download of God. And I really, but when she said that, I thought about it. I said, you know, it's right. It's already in you. Everything, rivers of living water is already in you. What God and his purpose is already in you. What he's going to create out of you is already in you. And what happens, it comes up as an upload. It begins to come up, and we got to let that upload come. The upload, when I'm at work, and sometimes my computer about to shut down, it says it's about to upload some things. It's already in it. They're sending it to it, so it's already in it, but it's just saying, just take some time and get ready for the upload. But me and my impatient self will put it on pause. Come on, am I telling you? Yeah, I guess I'm talking to myself then. I put it on pause because I want to get done what I want to get done. And I pause it, I pause the upload so that I can take care of me. I was thinking obedience is key. Obedience is key. And I'm going to come from a scripture in 2 Samuel 6. And I think I'm going to start in 12. Go to 11. Nope, go to 10. Let's go to 9. Amen. Okay, David, 2 Samuel 6, 9, and I'm reading out the Amplified Classic. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how could the ark of the Lord come to me? David did things without following proper instructions. And because he did that, what happened was Uzzah died for not carrying the, for touching the ark. And can I tell you, we got to follow proper instructions. And it's more than a death, and I'm going to get to the death in a minute. So, 10. So David was not willing to take the ark of the Lord to him into the city of David, but took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told to King David, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. Now, when I read that, I had to think about what David did, and I'm always thinking about the guidance of God, the direction of God, and what he's uploading to us, what he is telling us, and how he tells us to do things. Now, I believe in the upload comes from, it's coming, it's already in us. He said, I knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb, and I have chosen you. So because I've chosen you, he said, I've equipped you and I've called you. And because he's equipped and called us, he had to put something in us. And can I tell you, I realized he put something in us when I was having children outside of marriage. He put something in me when I was out in the clubs drinking and drugging. He put something in me when I was being disobedient on every area, whatever it was that I wanted to do. He had already had something in me. It was the fact that I couldn't realize what it was. It was the fact that I was out of order. I did it in my way, and I couldn't hear him clearly. And so when we talk about obedience is the key. And obedience, you're willing to obey more than listen to your emotions. Are you willing to obey more than your feelings? Are you willing to obey more than how you look at a situation? And David got frustrated. He said, you know what, God, you done took him out, so I'm mad. And we shouldn't get so mad at David, because we have to think about that. David calls what happened to Uzzah. But we have to think about it. How many times have we put our tongues and our mouth on people? How many times have we told people down with what we say out of our mouth? An unchecked tongue is like a fire. It doubles in size every minute. And what do you mean by that, woman of God? When our tongues is unchecked and we're putting our mouth on people, when our tongues is unchecked and we're talking about people, it's just like what David did. We're killing them with what we're saying because we're in disobedience. We're causing some things to happen to them. So all we got to do is check ourselves, check our feelings, and check our emotions until we get to the next point. So go back to Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom, when I looked up the word, in that fully serving, goodness, fully serving. You're serving fully, the right way. Fully serving means I already know. I hear the directions. I hear the upload. I'm following it. Most people miss directions and instructions. King David, the man, missed the instructions and caused the man's death. And like I said, let's not put our mouth on them, and let's not put our mouth on other situations and things in our lives or others' lives that cause death. Don't put our mouth on situations that cause things to happen. Don't put our mouth on situations or circumstances that haven't been fulfilled yet. Don't put our mouth on, my husband tell me this all the time, don't put your mouth on your kids because the fact, well, he used to, and I believe him now. He said, remember, it was a time that was us. So before you look at the things that they're doing, think about how your mother prayed for us. Think about how our parents took us in. Think about all of that before you want to say what your children are doing. So before we put our mouth on them, before we put our mouth on what somebody is not doing, we got to think about that. So when we're doing that, I want us to think about Obed-Edom. He became fully serving and obeying to his fullness. Can you, and when he began to do that, guess what happened? His household began to get blessed. Fully serving means, you know what, it doesn't matter how they say it, I'm going to get the job done. It doesn't matter. And what I want us to know is we're in the dispensation of Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit has said this. He said, I'm going to give you the grace to get what you need done. And, yes, we know grace means unmerited favor, but can I challenge you to believe that grace also is God's given ability to do what God wants to do in your life and through your life. Say it one more time. God's given ability to do what God wants to do in and through your life. So not only in your life, Pastor Bradford, to take you from one place to another, but through your life of seeing that you can go through circumstances, still have the same tenacity, still have the same willingness, still have the same joy, still have the same passion to get this work done, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance. And then to your life, no matter what assignment the devil has, he rebukes it every time. No matter what assignment the devil tries to get you distracted with, he rebukes it every time. So we have to begin to listen to that. And so over there, Edom was receiving the fullness of what another man could get. Listen, can we admire her for her being the instrument that listened to the founder, for her being the vessel that submitted, for her being the vessel that submitted in homelessness, for her being the vessel that submitted in sickness, for her being the vessel that sometimes I'm sure maybe one day out of these 10 years that was, she was the only one on the line, and I'm sure her voice, her joy, her tone, her preaching, all of that that on the line. Can we begin to say, I admire it without needing to be in that position? Can we admire without the desire of needing it? Purpose is always an answer to a problem. And her purpose is an answer to what we call our problem. Because let me tell you, when she can get on the phone at 6 o'clock in the morning and still have the joy when you talk to her at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Can we look at Obed-Edom, the purpose? the purpose David had to see, the what came with the ark, what came with that. He not only seen that there's the ark, the presence of God, and the presence of God was where he sent it. And guess where David sent the presence of God? He sent it to Obed-Edom. And see, when he didn't just hear, I sent the ark to Obed-Edom, when David heard it, because the Jews believed names was something. So when he said, I sent the presence of God to fully serving. And for 3 months, it manifested. For 3 months, it showed where the presence of God can do something. And for that 3 months, that house was blessed. Can I challenge you to be Obed-Edom? Can I challenge you to be fully servant? Can you be fully servant when the lights are off? Can you be fully servant when your husband is acting up? Can you be fully servant when you're waiting on a husband? Can you be fully servant when your children don't see it the way you do? Can you be fully servant when you've been hurt at church, when you've been hurt at work, when you've been hurt with your sisters? Can you still be fully servant? Obed-Edom was just in a place. And I think being in the place of being a servant, being in obedience, will keep God's blessing. The blessings that we receive, when we think about the longevity of ministry, when we think about the longevity of God's grace on our life, when we think about all of that, we have to say that is just a result of obedience. How do you get a prayer call to last this long? Obedience. How do you get the anointing that God has given? It's downloaded to you. But how do you carry it and walk well with it? Obedience. There was a passion that passion and people will pull you. Oh, your passion. Passionate people will pull you away from your purpose. Talent is what we can do. Passion is what we want to do. Purpose is what we're supposed to do. Again, talent is what we can do. Passion is what we want to do. And purpose is what we're supposed to do. When I say the purpose of the presence of God going to fully serving, it was to bless them. And sometimes we got to know when it comes to us, can we bless God? Can we bless him and say, you know what, God, you have blessed me. You made it manifest. You made the very thing that I didn't think was possible, possible. I'm not going to give up on you. I'm not going to give up in. No one expresses submission. The ones that express this submission recognizes as long as you are out of place, you are not in your place. What does that mean? I understand I'm out of place, but here it is. When you recognize what submission is, you recognize when I'm out of place, I can't be placed. You recognize when I'm out of place, I can't get the provisions of God. When I'm out of place, the provisions of God, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So I don't want us to get to the fact that I'm out of place. He's left me. No, he said, I got a place. There is a place where your provisions is. There is a place where your blessings is. There is a place, and the place is called theirs where we're supposed to be. I think about Jesus. He said, I need to go there. There was a place that he needed to be for healings and miracles. There is a place that we need to be to receive the provisions. I'm not saying the love, because he already told us, if we make our bed in hell, there he'll be with us, because he loves us that much. I'm saying the place of provisions. And as long as you're out of place, others see you being out of place. But we got to understand this supernaturally. Listen, supernaturally, we have to understand this, that when you know who you are, you know what to do, and you know what not to do. When you speak, when to speak and when not to speak, in a hurry of what to say and what not to say. You know when to get quiet. You know when to be before the Lord. And Obed-Edom fully obeyed and had no fear. Despite Uzzah's faith, Obed-Edom had no fear. He understands the presence of God was with him. Fully obedient, welcomed the ark without fear. It took it in as an honor. So don't let how someone else enters ask how you receive. Don't. So what I'm saying is, listen, even though that ark took out Uzzah, over that Edom was ready. Sometimes I look at people's lives, and we can look at Pastor Alfreda's life, and be like, I don't know if I want to go through that. But don't let the fear stop you from getting a blessing, either. Don't let it say, you know what, all that she has to do, I don't know if I'm able. And sometimes that's how I feel. I don't know if I'm able to carry what God has for me. I don't know if I'm able to. And we got to be honest with ourselves. It's just a point. I don't want to do what it takes. I want it, but I don't want to do what it takes. I want the anointing. I want the presence of God, but am I willing to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and 12 o'clock midnight? Uh-oh. And you might get one or the other, but you may not get both from me. So being willing to do some things is being fully obedient. We should welcome the presence of God without fear, understanding that his presence can change our current circumstances. His presence can change the things that we're going through, and his presence definitely will leave a lasting result in our life. And all we got to do is be willing to say, am I willing to be more obedient than to listen to my feelings, my emotions, who did what to me? Can I turn from all of that and say, God, but God, you love me. But God, your grace is sufficient. Your grace. If he tells us to forgive, he gives us the grace. If he tells us to forgive, he gives us the grace. The God has given ability to do that. A lot of people go, I just don't know why I can't get over this. I don't know what's going on with me. Why this keep on hurting me? I say, because we really got to forgive. And only way we can do it is with his grace. You can't do it in your own power. Ask me how I know. I was going over the same mulberry bush for years and years because I was doing it in my own power. And so I said, God, you said your grace is sufficient. Your grace will help me get out of this. Your grace. And then I stopped looking at how the world did it. I stopped looking at what the world say is acceptable and not acceptable because my life is not written on the world's terms. But sister girl tell you, you don't have to take that. But God says, you know what? If you take this, if I understand your subjection, your obedience, your yieldingness, then I can bless you in another area. I want somebody to see your life with humbleness. I want somebody to see your life with willingness to obey no matter the situation. They ain't going to talk to me like that. I got some form. Listen. I got some form, all right. And what I got form is I can go to my daddy. I'm going to end with this short story. I had a cousin, and she loved her daddy. I mean, and her daddy was a superhero to her. And our pastor would always give the kids candy. And now, see, when we was in our late 20s, and he would always give the kids candy, and he would sneak them candy. And we was in church, but back then, you know, we didn't give out candy in church. You had to wait till after church, and you knew what mothers to go get the candy from. But he would be sitting there giving the kids candy, and it was, it was after service, and he had gave a little boy a piece of candy, and it was a hard peppermint, and the peppermint got stuck in his throat. And all I could hear from across the church is Missy saying, get my daddy, my daddy can help. And when I thought about that on this morning, I could hear us saying, when someone is choking, when someone is falling, when someone is not doing what God is supposed to do, when I can't take what they're doing to me no more, when I feel rejected, when I feel like my life is passing before me, when I feel like this is the last moment, somebody please pray for me. Get my daddy, because my daddy can help in this situation. I thank you. That was my time, and I thank you for yours. Amen.
Give me one second. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you willing to obey more than? Amen. Obedience is the key. Are you willing to obey more than? My God. Fully servant. I love that, my sister. Thank God. Amen. God in you, God through you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our talents, our passions, our purpose. The talent is what you can do. The passion is what you want to do. And your purpose is what you're supposed to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And as long as you're out of place, amen, you are not in place with a fully loaded, amen, message. Amen. Obedience is the key. Obedience is the key. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Glory be to God. And as we shared on y'all yesterday's message on our Sunday service, a portion of that, one of the scriptures we use, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. Amen. And so we want to bless God for you, my sister. Amen. Thank you. And you know, hallelujah, obedience is the key. I was thinking, Minister, glory be to God, Dorsey. If I had read, the Lord told, showed me which people to line up for this week, because He knew if I had called some people and said, can you minister? Sure, Pastor. What time? Six what? A.M. No, I can't do that. Somebody laughed when I asked him a little, like a year last year, I asked somebody, he laughed. Amen. Glory now, 6 p.m., they be there. But 6 a.m., they said, ain't no way. Amen. Thank you, my friend. Amen. And we want to thank God for that word, obedience. And I love the scriptures you use and how you tied that in. Amen. The glory be to God. I've never heard anyone particularly use that scripture to tie it in the way God used you this morning as He uploaded. Amen. That word, and to God be praised. Amen. Pastor Carmen, please take a minute if you have any announcements. Amen. Anything going on in ministry, your personal life, business life, anything you would like to, amen, share with us, amen, on the broadcast this morning. Any announcements on your end, please feel free.
Amen. We just came out of revival, and I'm just grateful to be there. I just wanted to, of course, my husband is a wonderful man of God, so I want the prayers to go out. We prayed for him a few years ago. He had a sciatic nerve and degenerated disc in his back. We prayed for him, and he went through it for about a few months. And God healed him completely. And recently he has been experiencing some tingling and numbness in his legs. And he said, well, those were some of the symptoms. We're not claiming anything, but I would love for the saints to continue to pray with me for complete healing and wholeness, that this will not come upon him the second time, because God has already healed him. So the devil is not going to take away this miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And also, nothing else. I have been doing t-shirts and other things with vinyl, so if you're ever in the need, you can always hit me up, and that's about it.
How do they hit you? How do they hit you up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. You can go to my Facebook, and I'm Carmen Bigsby Dorsey. You can inbox me, or you can just ask the questions. I do believe on my Facebook I do have some designs. If not, I'll probably be uploading soon. So Carmen Bigsby Dorsey on Facebook.
Okay, and Bigsby is B-I-G.
S-B-Y, Bigsby,
S-B-Y, okay. Carmen Bisbee Dorsey. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Amen. I mean, I know it. I'm repeating it for the audience. Amen. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. And we will pray for Pastor Dorsey. Amen. And that sciatic nerve, the devil is a liar. Amen. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. His destiny will not be aborted. His testimony will not be stolen. Amen, glory, and we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much again, my sister. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. I definitely, amen, will be reaching out to you. Amen. At the end of our service, amen, our celebration this week, we want to be a blessing. Amen to all of our lovely speakers. Amen. And preachers, teachers, everyone bringing the word. We want to be a blessing to you. Amen. As you have been a blessing to us on this morning. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless you. Amen. Have an awesome, marvelous, glorious day. Amen. And to God be praised.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, He is. Tell and give Pastor Dorsey our love. Amen. And we will definitely be placing him on the altar of prayer. Amen. It's done. It's done. It's done. We're just going to come to the altar and rejoice for him and with him. Amen. For his healing, total and complete healing. Amen. From the crown of his head, sole of his feet, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name. Love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love
Amen.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Amen. That's our Pastor Carmen Dorsey out of Cleveland, Ohio. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. She came to start over off our Founders Week by letting us know that that obedience is the key. My God, obedience is the key. So if you missed any of that, you definitely want to pull up the replay. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Is our brother Jerome Norwood on the line? If you are, please hit 1 on your telephone. Amen. So we can go in queue so we can know that you're there. We have quite a few people on the line this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So just hit the number 1. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I see the number 1 coming up. Okay. Bless God.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Brother Norwood, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Norwood. Good morning. Amen. We want to take this opportunity here from Pastor Alfreda Bradford and the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. To wish you a most blessed, a most joyous, and a most abundant, miraculous, amen, heart fulfilled. Amen. Birthday. Amen. That this birthday would be the best one out of all of them all. Glory be to God. Amen. And at the bottom for all the ones to come. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for your support to this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know that you're there all the time. Glory be to God and supporting your wife, supporting this ministry, supporting the kingdom. Amen. A man of God. Amen. And so we appreciate you. Amen. And we did not want this opportunity to pass Founders Week or no Founders Week. Amen. To let you know, amen, that we love you. We appreciate you. We celebrate you. We honor you. And we wish you a happy, 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 a happy birthday. Amen. In Jesus' name. So, brother, if you desire, amen. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much for those beautiful, well-spoken words in this time of year. And I'm a blessed man of God because I have a beautiful wife who will make sure I'm a stay a blessed man of God. All I can say is every day is a blessed day and amazing that she always says day. And I'm really blessed to have this year 66. I have a grandson who's 6, a daughter who's 36. So God is telling me something about this number 6 today, and I will become wiser in more ways than I can imagine that God's going to do for me this year. And I thank everyone for being on this call, and I'm so blessed to have you have part of your week where you have some great speakers coming on this week. Oh, my God, that word we got this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that word to start off my new year. And Ms. Bradford, you have a blessed day, and you enjoy your birthday, and you continue to show the love, L-O-V-E, the love. That's very important, especially during these times. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
I will, my brother. Thank you. Amen. That was so well spoken. Amen. Your comments were in love. Amen. The love for your wife. Amen. And those sixes. God bless those sixes. Amen. 36, 6, 66. Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. That is, hallelujah, our brother, hallelujah, Jerome Norwood out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Amen. He's we don't hear that much of him in there. Amen. Glory be to God, like most of men in our ministry, but he's there nonetheless. Amen. The strong man and holding it up. Well, let me tell you something, baby. It makes a difference when you got a man in the house. Some folks act like it don't need a man in the house. I'm talking natural and spiritual. It makes a difference when you got a man in the house. We want to thank God, amen, for Brother Norwood. All right, in form of announcements, at the altar prayer at 9 o'clock tonight, it's going to be a special announcement. Amen. We know it's Brother Jerome Norwood's birthday, so it's okay if they're not there. But we're asking everyone on the 9 o'clock prayer altar. Amen. We're going to be meeting at 12 o'clock today, and then we're coming back at 9 o'clock. All right. There's going to be a special announcement at the 9 o'clock prayer altar. Amen. Please come. Amen. This is for all our Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry partners at 9 o'clock today. All right. All right. We'll be celebrating all this week. Amen. Tomorrow, our minister, Erica Bradford's in the house. Y'all know how Erica likes to do. Wait a minute. Let me back up. Well, I'm going to let her make the announcement, but she is Pastor Erica Bradford. I just thought I would just let y'all know that. Okay, on Wednesday, amen, prophetess, amen, Sonia Amafio, my good friend. You'll hear my introduction to her, amen, on Thursday. My mama, we celebrated my mama's birthday all weekend. We went to the wedding. Sister Elder Valerie's Carte got married on Friday. Amen. Wow, that ceremony. Thank you, Jesus. And then Friday night was my mother's celebration. Saturday was my mother's celebration. All the sisters came together on Saturday. All the grandchildren came together on yesterday. So my mama been partying all weekend. But guess what? Amen. I call her Bishop Prelate. She's going to grace us on Thursday. Come on, mama. Thank you, mama. It wouldn't be no Founders Week without mama. Amen. On Friday, who do we have Friday? My dear friend, glory be to God. Elder Darnell Ransom, man, we want to thank God. You never heard him, amen, glory be to God, but he's coming, amen. And then Saturday, amen, our minister Joanne Thurman. Said minister Joanne Thurman had her spot even before God put all this together. The early part of the month, I said, I got a couple dates here, sister Joanne, which one you want? She said, I'll take that. Well, she didn't even know she was positioning herself. Let me tell you something, obedience is the key, amen. And then we have on Wednesday night and Thursday night our amen prayer summit. The prayer summit. That's right. This birthday week, I was willing to do it all this week. I told the Lord, God, I'll do a prayer summit on my birthday. And it was so what? Amen. So, amen. Brace yourself. And we want to thank God for the Founders Week as we celebrate the Founder, Jesus Christ, the Founder and the Perfecter of our faith. Amen. Please, 9 o'clock tonight, a special announcement on the 9 o'clock prayer call. All right, that's it for today. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 beautiful day, glorious day, victorious day. Amen. Whatever you do, wasn't the weather beautiful over here on the East Coast? Amen. Especially over here in our region, Philadelphia, Tri-State area. Oh, my God, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm a fall. Oh, that's right. Tomorrow is my birthday, ain't it? Yeah, it is. But y'all know me. It's like Pastor Carmen said, every day my birthday. Every day my birthday. It'll glory be to God. Some people say, Pastor, I get to you, baby, whenever you get around to me, because every day my birthday. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day, a powerhouse day. Father God, we say thank you. Father God, help us not to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Order our steps, lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us not to lean to our own understanding. Father God, to acknowledge you in all of our ways. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow, Father. Father, we thank you for Pastor Dorsey, Father God, keeping him strong and healing him, body, mind, and soul. We thank you, Father God, for our brother Norwood's birthday, Father God. Do something real special for him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the candle will burn, not just for the day, but burn all year long, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Meet every need today, Father God. Bless all of our speakers to line up all this week, Father God, and especially that prayer conference taking place on Wednesday and Thursday, Father God. We need the prayer. We need the miracles. Father God, it's time for some stuff to happen, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, by faith that is already done. Amen. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and the faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face toward you, and the Lord give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated, a darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and Jesus Christ, he is, amen, the Lord of lords of lords. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Lord's willing, 12 o'clock prayer altar. And remember, 9 o'clock tonight at our prayer altar is a special announcement to be made in Jesus' name. Love you, 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 love you.
Promised land.